From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Do you ever walk by a street musician and wonder what their future holds? Could that guy with the open guitar case full of crumpled dollar bills actually make it big one day? Well, Martin Sexton is getting close. He spent years busking on the streets of Boston and Harvard Square. Now, he's not quite famous, but he has built a large, loyal following. And he's doing well enough to have bought a little house in the country, in the Adirondacks.
I like coffee.
In fact, on his new CD called Seeds, there's a tune called Marry Me. And when you listen, you can almost feel country grass under bare feet, a summer breeze against your cheek.
Oh, these verses come and go like the wind they seem to blow. No ideas.
That summer in the country feeling is no accident. Martin Sexton layered this song with sounds he recorded at his cabin.
It's a little brown camp with green shutters, and it sits by the water's edge with a nice boathouse where we keep our old boats, and surrounded by forest. You know, we're visited by all kinds of animals. It's just a heavenly place. It's a kind of a working man's dream is what it is. It's not a big palace. It's never been owned by the DuPonts or the Rockefellers. It was built by some working man back in the late 40s, and we've just installed running water. And the heat is provided by a wood stove. And it really brings me to a place where I have to be human again.
Tamarack tree, when the dawn's light finds us, we'll be holding hands as woman and man. Marry me.
When you went up to the cabin to layer the sound to create this kind of texture, did you have particular things in mind that you wanted to record, or were you constantly tripping over things, you know, sweeping the floor and deciding, oh, I like the way that sounds, I think I'm going to work that into the recording?
Yeah, well, actually, I was constantly, you know, maybe tripping over a cable or a mic stand or what have you. And so this record has all kinds of non-traditional sounds on it, like spaghetti strainers, salt and pepper shakers, minnow buckets. We unscrewed the dinner bell off the side of the camp and used that on a couple tunes. And I love lo-fi. I love low-tech. I love using things that aren't intended for this purpose, for that purpose. I just think it creates a certain personality to the sound.
A lot of your songs almost seem like set pieces, that they're very atmospheric, and you seem to take on many different characters as the song needs it.
I took a lot from the late Mel Blanc, who was all the voices for all the Looney Tunes. He was one man who had 1,000 voices, and he was the guy who gave me permission. You can sound, you know, however you want to sound, and if you need to produce a gospel choir, then go ahead and do it. And so I went ahead and did it. There's nothing stopping me from doing that.
We have the power and the duty and the means to change your world and to remember.
When I make a record, I tend to use my more character voices for the backing vocal parts. Like, I have in me a gospel choir, and I have in me a cowboy trio, and I have in me what I call the soul sistas.
Those are your voices?
Yeah.
The gospel?
Yeah, all the voices are me.
Because I pictured a number of white-robed women standing behind you.
Well, I put on my best white robe and yeah, I try to use, you know, different voices to create different textures and different pictures. I'd like the listener to think that I recorded this in a church with a gospel choir behind me.
Come and join us on the journey down the winding road. Doesn't matter what you fear, cause we all go. We got the light inside us in the universe. Gonna let it flow like a
You have a song on the CD about being thankful, but it's a song about something for which we don't often express gratitude. A song where you're thankful for your failures.
Oh, yeah. Man, I wouldn't be sitting here today with you, Michelle, if I hadn't failed.
All those years I try not to remember, singing Stevie tunes in the schoolyard. The nuns that whip their sticks and try to make me remember that a white boy shouldn't have to sing so hard. When I sang those songs, the penguins said, keep down the noise, and you're never gonna make it as a choir boy. Thank God for failure and the things I couldn't do. So much of my life, it's all I ever knew. Thank you for failure.
It sounds like you've made peace with a lot of those things.
I have made peace with my past, and with I'm grateful for my the hurdles that I had to jump as a kid. I've heard it said that a man learns nothing. A man learns nothing from his. I've heard it said that a man learns nothing from success. He learns from his failures. And
you just did something with your voice, which I think was working backwards almost as a recorder might do.
Yes.
Pretty good at that.
Well, it comes from, I used to turn my old LPs backwards, you know, trying to hear the messages, you know.
Oh, Dark Side of the Moon?
Yeah, or the Beatles' White Album. Number 9? But I feel like I'm on a path, and left to my own devices, I will get in my own way. And I feel like my higher power has a path for me. And that higher power sometimes has to push me out of my way so that the channel can be cleared. The channel of God's peace that I like to try to be part of. I like to be a channel of God, as every human can be. I want to be a vessel for goodness, a vessel for fun, just for positive stuff. I don't want to get in my own way, and I do every day. And that's why I think failure is a wonderful thing.
Well, Martin Sexton, it has been a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. Peace.
Martin Sexton's new CD is called Seeds.
Oh, you make me feel so good. You give me good home cooking and gravy. You got the dough.